What do? You're not an engineer. You're not a designer. You can't put a hammer to a nail. I built the circuit board. The graphical interface was stolen. So how come 10 times in a day, I read Steve Jobs as a genius? What do you do?
Musicians play their instruments. I play the orchestra.
I want to ask you something, and you're going to say, oh, it's too soon. I don't really know him well enough. We only been out a couple times. Oh, it's nothing so bad. It's just it's something that most guys did.
Please just ask. You're beginning to terrify me.
Oh. Sure. Will you come for dinner and meet my family sometime?
That's it. I'd love to.
You like Italian food?
Don't know. I've never eaten it.
It's the best food in the world.
Well, why would I not like it?
You're in a good mood, huh?
Meanwhile, Brooklyn is the story of an Irish girl who emigrates to the United States in the 1950s. Her name is Eilish, and she's played by Saoirse Ronan. When she's in Brooklyn, she gets a job in a department store and starts night school to study to become a bookkeeper, all thanks to a local Irish priest with connections, played by Jim Broadbent. She moves into an all-girl boarding house run by a sassy Julie Walters, and soon she's fallen for a local guy, an Italian-American, played by Emery Cohen, reminiscent a little bit of a young Brando. Then, her head's barely stopped spinning when she's called back across the Atlantic for a family emergency, and there she begins to wonder, where is home anymore? Another eligible young bachelor, played by Domhnall Gleeson, enters the frame, triggering a dilemma. Does her heart belong here in Ireland, or does it belong back in Brooklyn with the other guy? Based on the novel by Colm Tobin and adapted for the screen by Nick Hornby, Brooklyn is not a depressing film, but it has the power to make you feel great nostalgia and sorrow. Its best asset by far is Ronan, a clear-eyed, rosy-cheeked actress who's just crossing over into adult roles. You might remember her as the feisty pastry chef in the Grand Budapest Hotel. Ronan has that gift of all good screen actors. She's able to communicate so much by doing very little. During her crisscrossing journeys between small Irish village and American metropolis, it is so fascinating to watch her react to the world outside the frame. And sometimes that literally means just watching her simply looking. I mentioned how much I liked her performance to Brooklyn director John Crowley, and he gave me an interesting insight.
She was very, very connected to this role, and I think that's partly down to the fact that in the year before we started shooting the film, Saoirse went through a lot of the things that Eilish goes through in the story, which is to say that, you know, she had grown up on largely on film sets, Saoirse. You know, she's been a professional actress since she was 10. But this is the first film that she wasn't chaperoned on, and it was her first sort of grown-up film. She moved away from home, moved to London, and moved into her own flat and suddenly had a life that she hadn't had before, and was very, very struck by how homesick she was. And not only that, I think she was confused about the fact that she was homesick, because she's quite a cosmopolitan young woman, and it didn't make sense to her that she should be this homesick. And of course, she just went through what everybody goes through who leaves their own country, which is that you go to a new country, and even though you're calling it home, it's certainly not home. But when you go back home to what you used to call home, it doesn't look as familiar as it used to. There's a lot about it that must be very reassuring and also familiar with your old friends, your family, and yet they view you slightly differently because you've changed a bit. So she was in that exact space. So a lot of the emotion that we were dealing with in the story was fully available to Saoirse when we were shooting the film.
There's a scene in the sort of first half of the film where I think that the sort of floodgates first opened for me in terms of the emotion of this migrant story. That occurs in a kind of soup kitchen at Christmas. It's a scene in which Saoirse's character is serving these homeless men, all of whom are Irish and have been in America for many decades, and they've fallen on hard times. And there's almost implicit in this scene, there's also a kind of melancholy observation about the plight of working class migrants spat out by the system. Can you talk to me a bit about this scene in your mind as a filmmaker when you were approaching the film?
Sure. Well, I guess what happens to Eilish when she goes to America, on one level, nothing bad happens to her. you know, other than people being slightly rude to her once or twice. You know, that's not what the story is after. The story is after trying to isolate the exact thing that happens to you emotionally when you are homesick. What that is, other than just feeling a little low. But lest anybody think that the streets are paved with gold in America, and that the myth of, you know, and it's still very potent in the Irish psyche of the West, you know, America is the land of dreams. In comes this silent kind of chorus of these old men who cannot go back home. They don't have the choice to go back home. And in a sense, it's one of those points where the scale of the film suddenly reaches out into something much, much wider. And you get a sense that actually it's about something rather huge, which is a massive number of people who did not actually have a voice, which is the vast number of people who emigrated and who tried to get on with their lives, and some of them were happy and some of them settled down and some of them didn't do so well, and what happened to them, as opposed to the sort of mythic version of it is, of course, the Kennedys.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody can leave Ireland on a famine ship, and within three generations, your descendants could be the president of the United States. And that's still a very potent idea. The Camelot myth is still there, you know. And this scene is in a way, an attempt to visually almost undermine that.
Director John Crowley, Brooklyn releases next week.